I'm Rich Block, Senior Fellow at World Wildlife Fund in Washington, D.C. Most people have heard about endangered species, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about what an endangered species is and why they become endangered. A species becomes endangered when its population is reduced to such low numbers that it could become extinct. The danger point varies greatly from species to species. For example, although hundreds of thousands of gray bats still survive, they are endangered because they colonize just a few caves and are very susceptible to extermination. In 1975, 250,000 gray bats were deliberately killed overnight when vandals set fire to the only entrance to their cave. It would only take a few such fires now to eliminate the entire population. Similarly, there are about 650 mountain gorillas left in their small natural range in the Virunga Volcanoes ecosystem of Central Africa. Without protection, the gorillas' forest habitat would be cleared for farming, individual animals would fall prey to poachers' snares, and introduced diseases could decimate the remaining population. Species with restricted ranges, those that are found only in a few places, such as the gray bat and mountain gorilla, are vulnerable and become endangered when their numbers decline. Others may fall prey to economic expansion. Some scientists predict that as many as 200,000 species of plants and animals could become extinct within the next 20 years if the current rate of extinctions continues. The majority of these losses will occur in tropical forests, home to over half of all the species in the world. As people claim the resources of the forest, they destroy the habitats that once supported the vanishing species. In the chambers of federal and state governments across the U.S., lawmakers continually question why it is important to spend tax dollars and risk loss of jobs just to save a few hundred species here at home. It is a question that sharply divides opinion and sometimes pitches emotions to a frenzy. It's important to look more closely at this issue. While species extinctions have always been a part of natural evolution, human activities in natural areas have greatly increased during the last 50 years, to the point now that we are disturbing the balance of ecosystems. The result is that because of human intervention, plants and animals are disappearing in unprecedented numbers. Real estate development in coastal regions of California threatens such species as the Morro Bay kangaroo rat, the colorful San Francisco garter snake, and the delicate Antioch Dunes primrose. The expansion of agriculture and the conversion of prairie grasslands to farmers' fields threatens the once widely distributed prairie chicken. Overgrazing in the Southwest eliminated the masked bobwhite from its native U.S. range. These are just a few examples of how species fell prey to economic expansion. Species frequently become endangered because of their economic value, or more likely, the commercial value of their habitat, such as the value of crops that can be grown on the prairie chicken's converted grassland. In the 19th century, a number of bird species were hunted to near extinction because of their beautiful feathers that were used to decorate hats. It is almost impossible to believe, but it is true, that during the 1950s, the mountain gorillas of Rwanda were slaughtered so that their hands and feet could be made into ashtrays that were fashionable decorator items in American and European offices. Officials of the Rwandan government argued to the end that exporting gorilla parts was good for the economy. Today, however, tourists flock to the Rwandan mountains to watch the gorillas, and in the process spend much more badly needed foreign currency in Rwanda than was ever generated by killing these animals for their hands and feet. In our country, farm lobbyists vehemently argued that banning the pesticide DDT just to save the bald eagle and osprey would result in a reduction of food quantity and quality and drive the price of food up. Lawmakers question the value of saving birds, but the question should have been, if DDT is killing off these large resilient birds, could it also be harmful to people? Eventually, DDT was banned, and the result has been a cleaner environment and the recovery of the eagle and the osprey. Just like the eagle and the osprey, endangered species serve as barometers of environmental quality, warning of dangers to the natural world and to humans. They also have important economic value as well. Texas wild rice may hold valuable genetic material for improving rice production. And teosinte, a relative of corn found in a remote region of Mexico, may provide genetic material to increase corn's resistance to disease. During the last decade, American pharmaceutical companies have brought to market over 80 drugs produced from plants. That people are destroying species that can help them is a paradox of modern society. Conservationists and scientists believe that the wise use of natural resources will provide people with the same benefits that they are currently receiving from the extravagant misuse of those resources. Exterminating the entire gray bat population because people are afraid of being bitten by a rabid bat must be balanced by understanding that bats control night-flying insects that are potentially much more harmful to many more people than a random bat bite. Through education, people are becoming more aware that humans are responsible for the decline of many species. The next step is to stop the random destruction of species so we can understand their importance in the balance of nature, as well as identify potential resources for improving human life. Protecting habitat is the most important step we can take in ensuring the survival of vast numbers of diverse species that make up our natural inheritance. From wetlands to prairies, to forests, to deserts, each ecosystem contributes to the ecological and economic well-being of our nation. The status of our endangered species makes up the scorecard to tell us how well we are doing in managing these valuable resources.